Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know. Look in the mirror, because that is absolutely you. I'm telling you, without you, we wouldn't even be here. So I just want to thank you for that, because our family is almost 40,000 strong now. Can you believe that? Just goes to show, if you have an idea, get out there and make it happen. And just be yourself, you know. Everybody else is already taken, as Everett Hubbard always says. So this is something that we are really dedicated to bringing to you. Real-life stories, people that have triumphed over tragedy, turned those stepping stones or those stumbling blocks into stepping stones, really help you be your best. Because without each other, we can't do it. You know, we can't do it alone. And today's guest is Ha Tran, and she, boy, what a story. This is a real-life story that's just going to amaze you, blow you away. So strap yourself in and get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered. And keep that hope alive. You know, you have to have hope that you really don't know what you don't know. There's always a possibility that you have not imagined, and like Eleanor Roosevelt says, you can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself. You have to learn from other people, and you are going to learn a tremendous amount from Ha. I want to remind you that you can get a listing of all of our great guests for the month by going to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and signing up for the monthly motivation newsletter, which is right there on the right-hand side. There's a little box, and your email address is safe with us, so no worries there. You can always listen to the shows 24/7 on iTunes. A lot of people write me and tell me they really enjoy that. They can get it for free. You can download it to your MP3 and cell phones and all those great things. And when you're walking at the gym, in the car, you can get these mind vitamins and refresh your whole soul. And that is what it's about. So bring a friend. Sharing is caring. And this show is going to be awesome. All right, so let me tell you about Ha if you don't already know about her. First of all, she's won so many awards, I can't name them all, but I think one of her most recent one was here in Massachusetts at the Conference for Women Living Fearlessly. She won in that contest, but she's won so many, and you can just go to her website, hatran.com, and read about that. But, you know, many people today would consider Ha probably a typical American woman, you know, happily married, successful, well-adjusted children. She has a successful career. She's an entrepreneur. She's a business coach. She's a great speaker across the country. And, you know, you might think, well, what could her story be? She's just ordinary like everybody else and great life. Well, guess what? It wasn't always that way. Ha grew up in Vietnam during the time when her native country was torn apart by civil war. In 1978, she was forced to flee Vietnam and became what was referred to as one of those boat people. She was a war refugee with her husband and two toddlers, and she spent 15 months in isolation on an island off the coast of Malaysia. With the help of the American Red Cross and other relief organizations, she and her family gratefully received sponsorship and made their way to America. The excitement of arriving in a new land with renewed hope soon turned to anxiety and paralyzing fear when they found themselves stranded in a crowded O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. They didn't speak any, and I mean any, English, and they had a grand total of $20 among them to support the entire family. Through the gift of wisdom and guiding principles imparted by her studious father, Her family not only survived, but they flourished. Ha's life journey has truly been empowered by hope, and she is going to share her story with us now and help us be inspired by her hope to live our best life now. Ha, it is a privilege and pleasure to have you with us today. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you, Debbie, and good morning.
Oh,
I'm so glad that, to get on your show and to share my story. What a privilege that is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you, your story is amazing. We have a mutual friend, Gary Lauper, and he's just a big fan of yours, as many are. And you're in the Twitterverse, always making those sprinkles of inspiration, and people can connect with you again at your website. But, you know, your story, I tell you what, it is just unbelievable. And there's so much behind the scenes that people might not be aware of. But I would love if we could start out how your father was a catalyst for this change, because his philosophy really impacted you to get through those tough times and find the hope where you could have really been, you know, suffocating in despair and really, really been paralyzed for good.
Thank you. You know, I would like to think that my father, the smartest man that I ever known, and I would like to introduce him to everyone that I happen to meet and to shake hand with. And, you know, my father is a strong believer in the change is the constant in life. And he always told me that, you know, you have to expect it, welcome it, and embrace it. And, you know, because a change will happen whether you like it or not. That change be your decisions, not you forced into it by crisis.
You know, that really is a hot topic. And I think for most of us, we all fear change instead of saying, geez, don't be afraid of change. Be afraid of staying the same. I mean, without change, we would have no hope at all. And I know many, I do you ever pick up books from years ago that you read? I know in the late 1990s there was a big book, Who Moved My Cheese? And, you know, it was one of those books that was a bestseller instantly, and it was a simple story. But really, it was just all about change and embracing it and looking at it as a good thing. So talk about being empowered by hope and the book and your talks. You know, what is it that you really want listeners to get out of this today as they listen to you? I know it's only a short 30 minutes, 45 minutes, but, you know, give listeners an idea of some of the things that you want them to get out of today.
You know, talking about empowered by hope, I would like, when I on the platform, I'm talking about hope, because I want you to share my life journey in order to empower other people. And many times that people don't realize that we are, as a human being, we have the capability of survival and thriving. And why I say that, because at one time that when I gone through life, and I thought that I will never survive that. But to my surprise, you know, everything that I've gone through, and in just like anything anybody gone through life, it will pass, and then you will survive. And in order for you to do that, you have to hang on, never give up.
Yeah. Wow. And I know that people are listening. Hey, everybody suffered. There's one thing, and even though we might not know each other, you know, listening, all of us across the world, the bottom line is we all have things in common, and everybody can identify with suffering and some sense of hopelessness. But your story really gives us something to think about and reflect on. I mean, most of us didn't grow up, and there's a great picture of your dad on your website that I love, but, you know, you grew up really privileged in your country. You had the best of everything, and then it was all ripped away. You had nothing. I mean, coming here, not knowing the language, not having any money, you know, and still having hope and not quitting, you know, you've really been an inspiration to a lot of people who want to say, well, you know, life isn't fair. Life isn't fair, and I just don't have the strength that Ha has. You know, talk about these things that you hear from your audiences as you tour the country. You know, this idea of life isn't fair and why did this happen to me, and that type of thought process.
You know, at first that I think that my father had knew more than I ever anticipated. And when we got about to leave Vietnam, my father told me that no matter what, you must live your life until you take your last breath. And also remember that every time you open your mouth, that is a confession of your character. And that with that in mind, I lived my life according to my father's message.
Mm. Wow. You know, and a lot of people don't have a dad like you had that said no matter what, you know, in your words and your integrity and character, and it's what you do, not what happens to you. You know, a lot of people don't have a dad like that. So what would you say to them? What would be some of the things that you would like to share with somebody who maybe doesn't have a mom or a dad that is that encouraging, because they can really ride the wave of the energy that you've been privileged to share with so many people across the country?
Just look around you, a friend. You know, you can never too old or too young to be a student or a teacher. And just look around you, your environment, and if you happen to see somebody that have done something good and you want to say, okay, this is a good thing and I want to do that, and just watch that person carefully, or perhaps, you know, come to them and just say, okay, that's what you have that I wanted so much. Will you take me under your wings and teach me how? Because see, sometimes, you know, as I know, and I believe that you know too, that we love to mentor people. If they have the courage to come to us and to say that, hey, I want you to guide me, would you willing to guide somebody when they told you that the way you live your life, that they admire, they want to live your life according to your model? Would you willing to hold their hand and to walk the line with them?
You know, I had somebody on the show a couple weeks ago, Brenna Smith. She's she runs a organization, She Now, to help young women. And her big philosophy is connecting younger women with older women because of the gift and the power of mentoring. And I love what you're saying, and you're resonating, because I truly believe, in my personal experience, we become who we associate with, and we can only attract what we are. And I think your message about mentoring, which led you to be a navigational coach and certified, you know, mastermind executive coach, I think this is so important, and I think people don't really understand the power of what a mentor or coach can really do for you. Tell people listening how this is the easiest way to become empowered by hope, unwrap the gifts that you have within yourself, be your best, and change for the better.
You know, when you said be the best, and that one of my father quote too, he said, do your best, be honest, and keep your promises. And that what I, when I live my life according to that, and I coaching or I mentoring my clients in the same way. Because, you know, when a person come to me, and, you know, not just every, I have to apologize for that, not just everybody that I will accept and said, okay, I can help you. But if a person is not willing to do personal growth, and a person will not willing to really, you know, to have a commitment on what they want, there's nothing I can help them with.
Mm.
That's why my coaching is very important, that I need to work with a person, an individual, and then we'll bring them into the in their business, and together we grow.
Mm. You know, I find it fascinating in listening to your philosophy and how you teach and how you actually overcame so many of those obstacles, which really did bring you to that statement we hear so frequently, the tragedy into the triumph. And thank you for being such a blessing to so many, including myself and all those listening now. But you know, one of the things that I notice in your teaching is that you know, people come to you, and maybe we have a vision. Well, I'll be successful if I could have this job or this amount of money or married to this person. And we look at these circumstances in our life, but your focus on attaining, and I love that, be honest and keep your promises. Your focus really is on character traits of the individual first, the core values. What are the core values? Do you have five top core values that we can all write down to think about embracing today in a more powerful way?
You know, the thing that I always truly believe and my principle to live life by, that truly appreciate life just the way it is. Remember, only you have the power to change yourself and your life. That is number one. And learn to appreciate people more than things. Recognize and live with gratitude. When you say thank you, let it be. It comes from your heart. Always do your best. Work hard. Never give up. Be resilient and keep persevering. Be honest. Keep your promise. Have integrity. Your integrity means everything to you. Do not risk it. And have respect and compassion for other integrity and recognize that other people's integrity mean everything to him or herself. Always people's integrity.
Oh, my goodness. That's fabulous. And, you know, integrity, I think, seems to be a lost word in our society today for a lot of people. You know, if a million people are in the room and everybody says it's right, that doesn't make it so. You know, it's not a collective, you know, a collective, okay, everybody, let's take a poll. Is this right or not? Either something has integrity or it doesn't. And I love how you have integrity, respect, compassion, honesty. You know, honesty begins with, are we honest with ourselves? Do we know who we are? How can we be honest with other people if we don't begin being honest with ourselves? And keeping promises, appreciation, gratitude, I mean, these are things that you live every day in your life, and these are some of the lessons that your dad was teaching you, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Unbelievable.
And in order to honor him, and I work and I implement everything that I ever learned from my dad. And you know, the thing is, my dad never really preaching to me. He lived his life and let me watch it because he walked the talk.
And, you know, that really is something that we can all reflect on. When you were surrounded, you spent time with your dad, and it wasn't like he was preaching to you. You were just in his presence. And all I can think of is that famous quote by St. Francis of Assisi where he says, oh, I can't hear what you're saying because your actions speak so loudly. We forget, you know, don't I love that? But
I love that too. Yes,
isn't that great? I tell you, I'm a big quote fan, as you know. We're on Twitter, passing back and forth quotes all the time. I love you on Twitter. Every time I see you in my stream, I'm like smiling, yay, little positive endorphin rush. But you know, I think people forget that, you know, what you do, you know, your actions are the only thing that really speak. It words, you know, anybody can say, I love you. Anybody can say, you know, be resilient. But it's a whole different planet when you're actually implementing that in your daily life. I mean, when people read your book, they'll get a lot of personal experiences. But I'd love for you to share one of the stories from it that really touched your heart with your dad, or maybe something that you want listeners to relate to as far as really living and putting into action these qualities that you've just shared with us. You know, something in your life that actually happened where you had to implement these things, and maybe the end of the story, how that manifested into something even better than you could have imagined.
Okay. The story was when I was a little bit younger, and you know how when your parents had money and you have servants, and I do have my own personal servants. And then one day that I very unkind to her. I don't remember what the situation was. And my father grabbed me by the shoulder. He said, "Say what you mean what you say. Just don't say it mean." Wow.
Mm.
And, you know, and so now when I go through life, even now, I have four children now, and I raise them exactly the same way. You can address anything to anybody, but respectfully, because people deserve your respect.
Mm. Wow. And, you know, I it's such a simple thing. It's like those bullets that are small that can kill you. You know, small things can make a huge difference. And that power of love, that really is transformational. You know, it's what you say, but it's how you say it as well. And, you know, really, you know, your dad is one of the unsung heroes of the world, because we all have an effect on each other. And we forget how important we are. Either we bring light or darkness into someone's life. And, you know, for myself, I always want to judge my day. Did people become better or worse for having met me today? What did I do? You know, because we do matter. We're here for a reason. And I think your story, and especially with your father's wisdom, really, I mean, think of the thousands and thousands of people that your dad has met through you. And I think we forget that our lessons last. You know, we matter. Yeah. Everybody listening matters. You're touching somebody in a way that nobody else could. You know, and I know that your family's super proud of you, obviously, for what you've done, and you've been an inspiration to many other people. But how do you teach someone in your coaching and in your navigational coaching, being a mastermind executive coach, what are some of the lessons that you teach people, your audiences and your clients?
Deb, if I may, I would like to go back to the statement you just made earlier. Your life missions, anything that purpose you want that change anybody's life, that who you encounter with. And let me tell you, my father has said to me when 10 years after I left Vietnam, I returned home, and I'm so proud of what I accomplished, and I share with him, and I just talk nonstop. And I remember he looked at me very carefully, and he said, "Always remember, if the next morning you don't wake up, you always live your life, and remember, the next morning if you are not getting up, somebody will miss you, and why? What have you contributed to life?"
Wow. That is, you know, and that is so beautiful, because sometimes I think when people don't have hope, which you are empowered by hope, but when we lose hope, we think, you know, it's like that It's a Wonderful Life movie, the old 40s movie with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. We think if our life is gone, that we won't matter. It won't matter. But we have no idea, do we, the impact that we have on others.
You know, and that my father was a constant reminder in my mind that how I live my life. And, okay, so let's go back to answer the question that about my navigational coach. I call myself a navigational coach. It's just like I have when you are in the driving and I sit next to you. Now, but before I get into the car with you, I will say, okay, let's pull out the map. Let we examine our landscape, you know, just to identify where you are and where you are going. And then what do you have to work with? Your commitment and your willingness, and you know, and then from there we will draw the map from where we are, where we're going, with what we have. You know, we will get on the journey, and we will, you know, just, with the map, like you look into the map, you will see there is many different directions for you to get to the desired destination. But what is better, what is best for you, that's what I'm guiding them. And I remind them, if you have you get on the highway, if you have to take the detour, you know, you go ahead doing it. But again, keep in mind that you have to get back into the highway or the road that you need to get to your destinations.
Mm.
So in other words, that you have to pull out the map, identify where you are and where you are going into asking yourself a really hard, honest question. How much commitment you want to put in and how willing you're willing to work for it.
You know, you bring up a dynamic paradigm and a new way of thinking in your teaching, because what you're saying is most people want to go, you know, and say, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be, this is what I want to have, this is how I want to feel. But what you're saying is, and I love the car analogy, I'm a big fan of analogies, you know, wait a minute, before we start moving, let's see where you are on the map. Let's see where you are now, you know. Let's see what talents you have, your gifts. Let's see what we've got to work with. And that's, I think, why you're so successful, because a lot of coaches, a lot of speakers, it's all about the end result. And you really want to get down to the root first by saying, look, we're not going anywhere until we know who you are and where you are here on this map of your life.
Yeah, it's correct, because see, you talk about the roots, and I love that too, because, you know, if you know very well that you the roots are the seed of the tree that you are growing, let's say if you put in the apple seed, you're expecting to harvest a apple, and you don't expecting to harvest pears. So, I mean, I want them to be very realistic about that.
Yeah, you know, and that's another great, I tell you, you have so many jewels, and I want to make sure people know how to get to your website and get your book and everything. But, you know, I think people are surprised. They go and they buy, you know, seeds of misery, and they wonder why that's all it grows. Well, no, you can't go to the famous thing, don't go to the hardware store for bread. You know, let's just think about this, right? What do you want in your life? Go buy those seeds. If you want love, if you want peace, if you want happiness, if you want fulfillment, if you want to know your purpose, you better go to the store and the location and meet those people that actually can sell you those seeds, and then you can plant them with a little effort, and they can grow. But so many of us buy the counterfeit stuff and wonder why it has no value. That's actually insane, isn't it? It's crazy.
I love it, Deb, and that's exactly right. And you said it much better than I do. You know,
no,
I mean,
no. I'm just listening to you. This is what I'm learning from you, because you just have a great presence about you that's genuine, that's authentic, that's sincere. And I think what I'm noticing through the airwaves, and I think other people listening or people who will listening, it will be listening, is really your genuine caring and your love for the person on the other end to really squeeze the juice out of living, and don't waste another minute on anything less than being your best, because everybody's unique and we miss out on someone else's gifts when they hold them and keep them unwrapped. They have to unwrap who they are. They have to discover who they are. And this is your passion, and this is what you're teaching people, and I'm learning from you just like everybody else. And it's just such a blessing to have you on. But how would you like people to get in touch with you? Can you give your website and make sure that people have your Twitter? Because this is just a small appetizer of a delicious life that's ready for people who are excited to embark in this. So how do we get in touch with you?
Thank you, Deb. Okay, my email address is hatran@hope-empower.com.
Okay. And now what about your Twitter and your Facebook page?
It's Ha for Hope.
Say it again for Twitter.
Ha for Hope. HAFORHOPE.
Perfect, perfect. Because you've got, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of fans on your Twitter page, and I know that that's a great way. You're just super with retweeting and passing on messages and little bites of real flavorful things to live your best life.
I mentioned earlier, my father said that every time you open your mouth, That is a confession of your own character. So that's why when I see the tree, there's I'm so excited. I said, oh, that is how to live life, and I want to share, and I hope that people appreciate it, because all the words of wisdom from around the world, and everybody share on the Twitter, and I'd be more than happy to be conduit, to share those messages with those people out there who would like to.
Yeah, and you and Alicia, the famed automatic writer from the UK, the two of you remind me of each other, because every time I see you flashing up there, the both of you, you've just got so much inspiration in what you say. You know, I think that, listeners really need to understand that the reason, you've been so successful, you've won so many national awards, you've helped so many people, by the experience and the strength and the hope that you've really had the courage to share with everybody, putting your life story out there, and telling somebody about some of your tragic moments of not having hope. That's hard. That takes a lot of courage for you to do. But I think that people need to understand that you had quite a comfortable, privileged life originally, You really had all sides of it, and it was very humbling for you to have to go from living like a princess to being in Chicago O'Hare Airport, not speaking the language with $20. Your sense of who you were couldn't come from the way people were treating you. Tell us how that's impacted your teaching, because I think it's so important. We cannot let our happiness come from other people's minds.
I come in from the place of appreciate life and the love, the unconditional love that my father had for me and his best wishes for me to have a better life. And in order for me to have a better life, I should counting on myself rather than other people. And I keep on, going through life. Do you know that it took me 10 years from the time that I took English as second language to the time that I get my bachelor degree? 10 years, Deb.
Wow. Wow. That's dedication.
Yeah, and so I when I go out to speak, I always poke fun of myself. I said, hey, I got the PhD at the University of Life.
Hey, listen, that's the toughest one to earn. I'm telling you, I'm eating my words every day myself. It's, we have to walk our talk. And I think we forget that, we're all, no matter what language we speak, we all want the language of love and peace.
Yes,
and happiness.
And life is precious. If you come in from the place of appreciate life and to just live. And, the best you know how, in order for you to show that you appreciate the precious life that you are having.
And you certainly help us all to do that. Well, I'll tell you, diamonds are formed under pressure, and you're certainly a diamond that formed under that pressure for real. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your shine with us and all of our listeners today. You're really a testimony to the human spirit. And I love what you're doing with your navigational coaching, because I think too many people get focused on this, drive-through breakthrough life, where everything's going to happen in a second, like our iPhones. And what you really do that I think is different from a lot of other coaches is you really take time to sit in the presence of that person. And as you said, let's look at the map. Let's look where you are. We're going to go somewhere, but let's make sure that we do all the work we need now to have those roots strong to grow the good life that you want. And your focus is really on a lot of things that people, miss, and then they wonder why, when tough times come, they're not able to be resilient and do the things that they need to do. You really focus on the individual person and the gifts that that person has.
You know, because that helped me to fulfill my promise to them. Because if I just you know, talk to or pick up on a client, just say, because they want to go from there to here. And I said, okay, I will get you there without knowing what they have and where they are. That is the empty promise. And I want to do that.
And I think that that's really something I just want listeners to understand. I think that's something different about your coaching, which is why navigational coaching is such a perfect description for you. You know, I was writing, I know you write so much, but I was writing a blog post, and I was just, just made me think of it, because bamboo, I was writing something on bamboo and researching that, because my, I don't know, my website man, Gary Rochelle, and I were talking, and the topic of bamboo came up, and, you know, we always think of bamboo as, well, if you were going to be using that as an analogy for your life, it would be resilient, you can make it, you know, other things, it's really, you know, flexible. But the thing that I find most interesting, and it reminds me of your coaching style, is those roots in bamboo grow 5 years under the ground before you ever see anything of that bamboo shoot up where you can, you know, above the soil where you can see it. And from
Can I say amen to that? Because you are get it. Because some people, you know, the flexibility, everything is there, but roots, you know, the bamboo tree is still a territory. It's going there. It, you know, the penetrations, you know, it's deep. And then by the time it's ready, that's why it grows such a strong tree.
Yes, and that, and you remind me of bamboo in that way, because you're the way you teach from your life lessons and with your dad, because, you know, most people, you don't see the bamboo. You don't see the 5 years. You think nothing's happening to that bamboo. Everybody loves bamboo, but nobody thinks about the fact that that was growing 5 years in the soil, building roots that nobody could see that looked like nothing was going on. But
right.
That time when it looked like nothing was going on was actually the most important part of the entire life of that bamboo. And you're trying to do that with us. You're trying to say, hey, let's get those roots strong. Let's really discover you, and then everything else will happen effortlessly.
Wow, that's amen to that. I'm so glad.
Do you love us? Do you love us, Hob? Because we are on the Best People We Know radio show, so best people have best ideas, you know? It's all about feeling the love here. Well,
you know, people keep on saying the flexibility of the bamboo, but remember, the bamboo is just like growing roots before it's growing its tree. You know, that's why when you want to remove the bamboo tree or the bushes, it's at the top of time, then you remove anything else in the world.
I know. I love it. And, you know, people, bamboo is one of the strongest plants on planet Earth, and it's the most flexible. It's the only thing that'll still be standing after a major hurricane. And, you know, it's all because it was in that soil building those roots longer than anything else. But I love that. And that's what you do for people. So, okay, everybody listening, we're out of time. But if you want to get some good, strong roots in your life, if you want to get your navigation in high gear, if you want somebody to be a mentor, you can only be as good as your teacher. So what you want to do, if you want to be really good, you really want to get things in your life, you got to find a teacher who has already attained what you want. And believe me, Ha Tran is definitely the person for you. And she has a heart of gold. You can't fake sincerity. People can tell a mile away when somebody is the real deal or not. And Ha Tran is the real deal. And it's just been a pleasure to have you on the show. And when your next book comes out and you're doing some more amazing things, I hope you'll come back and join us, Ha.
Oh, with pleasure, Deb. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so very much. And I really appreciate you, and I appreciate your show and your listener, and thank you so much for spending the morning with us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I'm telling you, it's talk about a mutual admiration society, because I just think you are dynamite, and what you're doing and what you've done is just fabulous, and the world needs more people like you, Ha. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and we love and appreciate you. And I want everybody to know that this show can only be here because of you. So if you want to keep us going and growing so you can meet dynamic people who can help you be your best like her, then you got to share the show with a friend. Let people know about it, retweet it, put it on Facebook, visit us on iTunes. But most of all, visit her, go to her website, get her newsletter, look at the resources, the photos. She has a great picture up of her dad. That's my favorite part, I think, of the whole website, is seeing that beautiful face with all that love and energy shining through for you. So make sure that you connect with her, and, you know, you're going to have to be around people that are going to help you change. And Ha's a change agent. She's going to help you navigate that life. And listen to the show again, because you never know. Sometimes I hear things, Ha, I don't know about you, sometimes the second and third time, I hear something, it's like, I didn't hear that before, you know? It just comes back, because you get what you need, and nobody's here by accident, right?
Right, that's right.
Okay, so go to Ha's website and make sure that you share her shine with other, and the more people that are in the light, the brighter the world's going to be. So don't be cursing the darkness if you don't plan on bringing in some of your own light. And today has been a lot of light for so many of us, and including me. So with that, I just want to thank everybody for being here, and we love and appreciate you. Go out, and in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. So go make it a great day. No compare and despair. Be you, and know the best is yet to come. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.